Good morning and welcome to the 12th edition of the KSC podcast. This is Christian Waywell. Today's podcast is going to focus on a technology and a review of a piece of hardware dealing with that technology. Yes, folks, we're talking about the wonderful world of voice over IP, VoIP or VoIP or VoIP. Depends on, I mean, I've found that it's mostly pronounced VoIP, but I do have a speech synthesizer that does pronounce it as VoIP. So if anybody knows, I guess that's to do with the capitalization of it, but if anybody knows what the actual pronunciation is, whether it's VoIP or VoIP, I think it's VoIP, please let me know, because I'm curious. If you want to email me, you can email me at kwhawell@kwhawell.plus.com. You can also leave me a comment on the journal. For each show, there is a link and it says post a random thingy. Click on that link and you can fill out the comment form. Then I will get the comments in my email and also be able to look at them in the journal. I may, if I can get one, I may be setting up a K7. For those in the US who are interested, who want to leave me comments, or for those of us in the UK who have VoIP, and I'll get more onto that in a minute when we get onto the podcast, you can leave me comments too. Because the service I've chosen to review and talk about is one which provides free calls to the US and Canada and other places, Germany, France, I think, as well as others. So, you know, you make your choice and, you know, let me know what you think. And if you want to post me a comment, please do. I'm recording this without the limiter enabled. I decided that maybe the limiter is just too much. I'm recording with an external mic, but I want the signal to be nice and loud. So I've taken the limiter out of sync. Anyway, let's get on to the review and talk about VoIP. What is VoIP? Or VoIP. Or VoIP. VoIP is a technology which allows you to speak over the internet. It stands for voice over IP. IP stands for Internet Protocol. So voice over Internet Protocol is its proper name. VoIP is just an acronym. I think that's the word you call them. And it is a technology which has been on the go for a while in, you know, many different forms. And when I first started to use VoIP, was in the early 90s, late 90s, 1998, 2000, when there were free VoIP services out there, such as Dialpad, GoToCall, and other ones. And MSN Messenger used to allow, I think they used to allow free calls to the US as well, I do believe, because I knew a couple of people there at the time, and I still do. My sister's friend Karen, and I knew someone in Canada as well at the time, which I don't know if they're still around now. Well, they probably are still around, but I haven't spoken to them in such a long time. I don't know whether they still have a phone, or, you know, if they have the same number, or, you know, I lost touch with one of them. VoIP is a technology which, in its time originally, was quite limited because we had dial-up connections, a lot of us. So dial-up wasn't really a good technology for using VoIP. So the call quality was quite bad in the time. As it is now, the technology's improved to the point where you can actually use broadband. And today, we're going to be talking about a company called Vonage. Now, Vonage, I actually have the plan. I don't have the hardware phone adapter yet. But we can talk about we can discuss the website and its accessibility via JAWS. And, you know, discover how accessible the site actually is. We'll go through the site from a user account perspective, and I'll show you how to, you know, how to navigate the site and how to configure your Vonage account to your needs. And then we will split this into two halves. But I'll put them all together to one podcast, but I can't do the second half yet, because I don't have the phone adapter, or ATA, as it's known as, analog telephone adapter. I don't have that yet. So, I'm only, at the minute, I'm limited to being able to show you the website side of it. Hopefully Monday I can complete this podcast and get it up on the site and get, you know, demonstrate the phone adapter in use, how to set it up, what it looks like, lots of things. Just to be able to do all the stuff. You know, I'm thinking that I'm gonna be able to do quite a lot of stuff with this. I'm looking forward to being able to, you know, demonstrate this to you, and show you how I can make a call outside the UK with it. You know, take you through the configuration of the adapter and how to install it to the router. There are some VoIP services that we all know. One particular one that I use is Skype. Now, that is VoIP. You can call from Skype to a phone, or you can even call from a phone to Skype. If you have a Skype in or a Skype out number, you can do it either way. I've used Skype out, and I've also used Skype in. And Skype in is actually kind of cool, because you can get a phone, a standard landline, and you can Skype people if they have the appropriate number, which I know to one person that does. And it's kind of useful. You just dial it like an ordinary phone number. You can get a number anywhere in the world. You can have as many as you want. And this particular person I know has two. One for their local area, and one for my area, or one for the US and one for the UK, should I say. So, you know, it just helps a lot when you've got this kind of facility to be able to be in contact with people. If, for example, my computer's down, I can call my friend up on Skype and I can, you know, say to her, look, you know, my computer's down, but I need to talk to you anyway, so I'll Skype you with the phone, kind of thing. The other VoIP application is one called Gizmo Project. Now, I don't know what the quality of that is like in terms of the sound quality, but what I do know is it's not very accessible with JAWS, having tried it. Now, some people might be saying, oh, JAWS user. Well, a lot of us are JAWS users. pardon me. So, you know, we have to use what we have, and maybe other people with Window Eyes and HAL and Supernova maybe have better luck with the Gizmo Project. I don't know. But if you do, then, you know, that's fine. But as a JAWS user, you can use it to a limited degree. It does kind of work, but it's not perfect. It's not perfect. It does work, but as I say, it's not perfect by any means. So, you know, you've got the facility to have voice over IP between two people. You know, you can go from computer to computer, computer to phone, and in some cases, phone to phone via a web interface. There's a few programs like that called, such as FreeCall, VoIP Buster, VoIP Stunt, NetApel, Poivy, internet calls and VoIP cheap. They're all run by Betamax, some company called Betamax, but they're kind of dodgy at best. But they can be used. So that's kind of cool. You know, they do have the facility to be used if you needed to, but I can't get them to work. So we're going to be talking about Vonage. I've mentioned Skype before. We used it the other week on the last podcast. Not on the last one, the issue 9. For technology ramblings. Alright, no, actually, issue 10. Issue 11 was the bagpipe cast, which I hope everybody enjoyed. I must admit I enjoyed it immensely putting that together. So, yeah, we have a nice little system with Vonage. And we're going to show you the web interface to Vonage, as well as the phone adapter in use, and how it works, what you need to have, and all that stuff. So, let's first of all discuss the actual requirements. VoIP, in its current form, needs a broadband connection. And what you need to do, what you have to do, is you connect the ATA, the analog phone adapter, in my case a D-Link, which I don't have yet, and I kind of do need it. I do want to have that available to me. Hopefully I'll get that on Monday, so I'll be able to finish this podcast off when I actually get that. The phone adapter plugs into an Ethernet port on your router or router, where obviously depending where you come from, depending what you call it. This interfaces to the internet. You don't have to have your computer on to use the analog phone adapter. All the processing takes place within the adapter itself, so you don't need any fancy software, you don't need any tricky setups, you just need a phone adapter and a decent router, such as a Vigor 2800G, or...
Do me a favour, could you let Charlie out?
So, what you have with VoIP is a very basic setup. You use an ordinary phone, in this case, to connect Vonage to your... you know, to the outside world. You have an analog phone. You have a phone adapter. Now, what the adapter is essentially an analog to digital converter unit. Takes your analog phone, whether it be RJ11, or whether it be the BT-style flat jack, what we have over here, the flat phone jacks that BT use. Either will work. A lot of the companies over here, we have a standard jack plug that we use for the phone. And we are lucky in that, you know, we have a system by which we can, you know, use the internet via DSL, so everything is still going down your phone line, it's just doing it a different way to how an old telephone system would. Important things to note: these VoIP systems using the phone adapters are very portable. They can be moved from place to place. If I went to Germany, I could take my VoIP adapter with me and find a suitable plug for adapting our sockets to their sockets, plug it in, and you have a system whereby we can plug in and use into their internet services and use their systems. to get the VoIP. Now, what that means for us, for people who live in my local area, who know my VoIP number, can dial me from an ordinary phone. But they're only dialing a local number. I can be in Germany, or Australia, or America, or Japan, or anywhere you want to be, with the VoIP adapter. And, by stroke of genius, it will work as a local call to those people, so I can be anywhere in the world, as long as I have my VoIP adapter with me, and access to a suitable internet gateway via a RJ45 cable, I'm good to go. I can link up via Wi-Fi or whatever I need to be using. You know, it's just brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. So you don't have to have, you know, you don't have to have masses upon masses of cables and things, a massive load of wiring to your house. You can have, I mean, you can wire your house up to the VoIP gateway if you so desire. But you don't necessarily have to. What you can do is you can actually, in this case, with the way that mine's set up, you can actually connect the VoIP to my router and plug one. You can have two lines off it. So you can plug a phone into one side and I can get calls on that number, but I can also keep my landline free. I can use my landline for other jobs. But there's a lot of features that Vonage offer that's free. Once you sign up, it, on the package I've got, it's £7.99 a month. The first month is £16 something. But then after that, it goes to £7 something. And it's absolutely fantastic, you know, it's an absolutely brilliant thing. You know, it really is good. For what it is, it's fantastic. For the price, you're getting a low call charges. Not only that, but you're getting a facility to be able to call people that you know in other countries, you know. It's just brilliant. Okay, so this is Christian Whale, Monday morning. And I was going to do things slightly different, actually, to what I am going to do. We were going to have a tour of the webpage to Vonage, but yesterday I recorded the first part on Saturday. And the Edirol ran out of batteries. And I was going to put new batteries in, give you a tour of the website yesterday. But I was busy doing other things. And this morning I decided, having been woken up by the dog, woof, 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 at about 8:30, excuse me for sounding sleepy, it's actually 16 minutes past 9 as I record this, I want to present you the hardware review, the actual phone adapter. Now, it's still in its packaging. Everything is still packed up, wrapped up in a plastic carrier. So what we'll do this morning is we'll take that out of its packaging and we'll totally start the system up. Connect a phone and see if we can make a call. I'll talk you through what the device looks like, how it interfaces to your phone, what you need in order to, you know, work this thing. I have it here in front of me in its packaging. It's a small box. Let me just get it. Sorry about the interruption. It's quite a small box. Um, approximately the size of the box you would find that you get a mobile phone in. And what we're going to do, I'm going to clip this to my top of my... missed it again. There we go. Right, I'm going to open it now. Oh, this is exciting. This is exciting. It's a carrier bag. Well, we have a little tiny box. Holy moly. Let's open it up. No picture on it. It does have the manuals, though, and a CD. And looks like a little box. Ooh, it's tiny. Wow, that box is tiny, guys. It's smaller than I thought it was, put it that way. So let's take it out of its wrapping. Now, this is the actual phone adapter itself. Very, very small. Very, very small. It basically appears to have three different inputs. It has a power input, it has a phone input, two phone inputs, and a LAN input. I would say, for those of you who have got talking clocks, you know the type of thing I mean, the talking travel clocks, it's about the size of a talking travel clock. Little square box. Not very big. It says Vonage on the top. And it's got a CD with it that comes with the manual. And it's got to pull all this out and see what else we have in here. I need it to have... Oh, wow. Ah, that's the thing I need it to have. Oh, wow. There's various things. I don't know what they're for. There's a bunch of screws and fasteners of some sort. It came with a LAN cable. A suspect-looking power supply. Okay. And it's univoltage, multivoltage. So that's always a good thing. I'm going to take the power supply out. And I'm going to put the thing. Now we get a thing here. Yeah, we get two of them for connecting phones to. They gave me two. And they're a little plug. For converting phones, because the thing doesn't come with a British style phone plug built in. You have to convert it to an RJ11, which is the de facto standard in the rest of the world. But Britain being Britain, we don't use those. We have a BT432 or something. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to plug it in and make sure it powers up. Now the computer's still on. The PC is still on. As we go under the desk. Alright, let me take that out. I might be able to plug it. Yes, I think I might be able to use that one to power it. Yes, I can. Nope, it won't go in there. Ah, it does if you take the deck talk out. Not if you take the deck talk out, but if we move the deck talk slightly, we can get it in. But it's bending the plug, so I don't really like to do that. But it's going to have to go that way, I think. I can make a good enough connection to the deck talk. That should be all right. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to find the other end of this adapter. I'm going to plug it into the plug. It's powering up. That's interesting. I don't like the look of that. And what we do is we're going to get a phone, and I'm going to plug a phone into the wall socket. I just want to see what happens. So I'm going to nick a phone plug here and take it to the adapter. I just want to make sure this thing does what I'm asking it to do. Said something. I don't know what it said, but it said something. So I think we can pretty much safely say it will power up. Let's see what we're getting now. I'm going to turn the phone on. Where's the phone? I've lost it. Trying to get it to come on. Okay, so the thing works. So what we need to do, we're going to take the LAN cable, and we're going to take the headphones off. We've established the adapter works. And here we have a LAN cable. This is the bit that connects it to the router. I'm going to undo part of it. This is a bit messy. We've undone part of the cable. We need to get the other half into the phone socket. Part of it into the router. Actually, these have got really good clips on them, so that's okay. We can do it. Only a short lead. But it's a cable, nonetheless. So I'm going to connect the one end to the router. And then, port two. And then the back end of it can go to the adapter, which is here. So we're as good as connected. Got an adapter. Right, we've got that. We need a phone now that we can use with it for testing purposes, and it's not going to be that one. That can go back up there. I'll put that back into the main socket on the wall in a minute whilst I get this thing put where I want it. I'm actually thinking about running this adapter up the back of there, up to the back of the desk someplace, and then I can put an ordinary phone into it. Okay. So we're now going to take the power adapter and put that through the back, around the side of the printer, side of the scanner, sorry. I'm going to power up the box for the first time. Now, this is the interesting piece.
power's coming on.
Right. Sorry about that. We have the power on. I'm just checking the box status. It's doing what I'm hoping it would do. It's going through three. Phone light's on. Oh, there's... I think we're powered. So now we can put a phone or a set of phones into the ATA. What we're going to do, I'm going to run a phone down to the ATA. We should have a dial tone. I hope, anyway. What I'm going to do, I'm going to turn on an ordinary landline. Now we're going to try making the other one ring. Hang on.
Telephone number 01724705
called. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to press 3 and see what happens. It rings differently. It rings differently. Oh, weird. Diddly diddly diddly. Takes a bit longer to get going, though. Well, that's how that works. So let me try it now with an old analog telephone that I've had in my possession for a number of years that is kind of weird. Mainly, I want to see if it will ring an ordinary analog phone. I'm going to go and have a look. I'm going to get one out and have a look. So it's connected to my internet. And it's a kind of a weird thing, this phone adapter. My phone is now connected to my internet, and my phone work as one through this thing. So I'm going to get an ordinary phone out of my cupboard, which I have, and I can find the bloody thing. Here it is. I have an old 1980s BT style phone. All right. This is going to be probably my Von Age phone. I don't know yet. If it works as expected, all well and good. Okay, so what we do, again, Same procedure. Connect this thing to the internet via whatever means you have available. In this case, via this thing that I'm trying to get the wire into. I'm looking at the back of this phone here and I'm trying to get the cable in. I want the cable to route round the back. There we go. So what you do, again, I'm going to get my other phone to ring this phone by connecting it to the adapter, which is on top of my desk, far away. It won't fit in the bloody plug. Is it tight? I don't know. Oh, yes, it does fit. It does fit. So I'm going to 1471 with this phone. It does ring like an ordinary phone, but it makes the cordless phone ring a bit differently. I thought it was the same. Let's try and All right. Whoa. That is cool. That's really good quality. So that's the phone adapter. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to switch to internal microphones. I was just testing it out. And we're going to go through that in a minute and see what the deal is. And welcome back. Sorry about the interruption there. We're just about to get onto the subject of the website and Vonage's accessibility. Before we get onto that, however, I want to talk a bit about the features. Mainly the routing device to start with. It has a web page interface of its own, which we'll get to in a while. And it's not a great lot in there. I've been playing with it yesterday. I wanted to test it for JAWS accessibility before I did this part of the podcast, and it does work. For those of you who have D-Link routers, whatever you want to call them, you will notice that the interface is very similar to a D-Link router, in that it is a D-Link piece of hardware that we're using. It's a VTA. It's the smallest member of Vonage's products that they use over here. And it's free to use. It's free to own, effectively, after a year. If you keep the Vonage service, you keep the adapter. If you were to use something else. I wanted the Starcom, which is a Wi-Fi phone, but it didn't happen because, you know, it's an extra cost that I couldn't afford to set up to start with. I mean, next time, if I upgrade my Vonage account, if they give you the function to upgrade, then I will upgrade to something eventually that's better than I'm using. But for now, this technology is great. This technology is fantastic. Anyway, Vonage offers a lot of free features. We'll go down the list of what they have. They have functions such as call waiting, engaged ring back. Thank you, Jules. They have a lot of functions like that. You know, they do offer a hell of a lot of functions for the price of £7.99 a month for what I'm getting. It's free calls to the UK any time of the day and international calls included. So I get free international calls to selected areas, United States. Hey guys, for you guys who've got podcasts and comment lines, look out, I'm coming. So yeah, for you guys who've got comment lines, I'm coming to get you. Because I can. And I've also got friends as well with phones that I can call. And I will get the numbers off the guys, you know, eventually, when it's time to do so. But that will give me the facility to call you guys up that I will have numbers for, hopefully. That's if you want to do that, you know. I'm not saying that you guys should, but you can if you want, you know. So that'll allow me to contact my friends, as well as using Skype and other medium. So communication with long distance friends to me is important, and this is the reason I went with Vonage, because it does allow me to call other locations other than the UK, which is fantastic. I mean, wow, it's great. I love it. So, you know, these things are just fantastic. You know, the capabilities are endless. You know, there's a lot out there, you know, that's giving these things. So what we're going to do, we're going to talk about the features that Vonage offer. As I say, call waiting, if somebody phones you, it'll give a beep. And it will keep beeping at you until such times that you either answer the call and connect the call to yourself, or you get the facility, you know, to get things going the way they should. As I demonstrated earlier on, I can be, you know, I can use Vonage quite well. I'm going to give you a tour of the voicemail facility on there as well, with using the phone to demonstrate that. But we're going to talk about the main things. We've got, as I say, we've got call waiting. If somebody calls me, it'll go bop, beep, boop, boop, sort of thing. It'll just boop at you until you either answer the call or it goes to voicemail or vice versa. If you want to bring a call together, if somebody phones you, you can bring a call in, and you can link the two calls together by, you press your hook switch, you press redial, it brings a second party in. It's kind of cool. There's some cool stuff, actually, how it works. It's really good. So, you know, there's a few cool things about what you can do. There's also call forwarding, which means that if you have, there's different ways you can do this, the call forwarding. If you're on a call, say if you're away, but you can't take your Vonage adapter with you, so you become unavailable at that location, you can forward to your cell. If you've got a cell phone, or as we call them, a mobile, you can forward to your cell phone and have people get you that way. The possibilities are amazing. There is what they call call hunt. If you've got two lines where it'll ring one Von Age line first, and then if you don't answer that line, it'll ring the other Von Age line. So you might be at home, you might have a business line and a home line. It might try the business line first, and then it'll switch to transfer. It'll transfer to the home line after that, and then maybe to a cell phone or something. If you know, the possibilities are endless with this. There's Bandwidth Saver. If you're on a broadband connection that's not got very good upload and download speeds, you can turn the Bandwidth Saver option on and set the bandwidth to a minimal setting. You still get good, reasonable call quality, but you don't get the breakups involved with packet loss and things like that. There is something that's known as...
Claire has just started.
Yeah, thank you. There are things such as... You can even get 999, 911 and 112 emergency service numbers. Although with those, they don't work quite as good. They don't work in the traditional sense that our standard ones would work. Because you're mobile, because you have to give your address and location, because you might not be in the location where your phone is, you know, listed. You might be away on business and get an emergency. So you have to give them the address information, even if you're at home, where the phone is registered to. That's not a bad thing, I don't think. It just makes it a little bit longer to get through to an emergency team. The actual best advice they give you, although they operate an emergency call centre, is to actually have a standard phone with those facilities available to you, mobile or a landline, at the location. Not totally to rely on Von Age, because if your power goes out, your Von Age service goes down due to your internet and router being down. So your Von Age service can become unavailable in the event of a power failure. Whereas a standard phone can't, or doesn't, generally. So, the functions of Von Age are kind of integrated. There's a lot of stuff. And what we're going to do to start with, we're going to go on the website and we're going to show you how to use these things. There's also a feature, before we get to that, there's also a feature called virtual numbers. Now let me just point this out, because this could be useful, or may become useful in the future. I don't know what the deal is yet with that, but it may become very useful in the future. Let me just say, right, that I'm friends with a bunch of people over there across the pond. I can give you guys a virtual number that I can, like, say, give you guys a virtual number which is local to you. And you can ring that virtual number and it will ring me over this side of the pond without actually incurring you any long distance charges. Now, also, the adapter is portable. It's very small, as I described earlier in the podcast. It can be taken with you. It's about the size of a bracelet box, maybe. For those women who wear bracelets, it's about the size of one of those padded bracelet boxes. Or, as I said earlier on, about the size of a talking travel clock. That kind of idea. Not very big. So it can be packed into your luggage and taken with you on holiday, with you wherever you happen to be. You know, you can take it with you and use it to, you know, make calls in the wherever you are in the world. So it's a kind of a cool thing. It really is a cool device. You know, so there's a lot of functions built into a very small package. As I say, it's got two phone ports and you can have two lines off it. I've only got one. And I'll show you just briefly what happens when you try and connect a phone to the second line. This is what you'll get. Okay, I'm going to turn the phone on. And this is what you'll get.
Your phone may be plugged into the incorrect phone port. Please try the other port. If you believe that you are connected to the correct phone port, Please log into your web account to check the status of your service. 0108.
So that's the service, that's the message you'll get when there's no, when you're plugged into the wrong phone port. I'm just going to plug it back in the main. There we go. Back into the main port now. Let's just make sure by turning on the phone. Yep, we have a perfect third major chord. Actually, I can do this. For those of you who are musically minded, I was doing the C pat to an F major. Because it is actually dead on F major, is that? The BT phone isn't. The F is slightly higher. Actually, the F's okay, but the A's slightly higher on a BT phone. It's really odd. So, essentially what we've got is a phone service that's reliant on your internet. So if your internet goes down, this is what the device will do. I'm going to take the internet down deliberately off the device. And you turn on the phone, and it still makes a dial tone.
The Vonage device has no network connectivity.
The Vonage device has no network connectivity. So that is actually built into the device itself.
Vonage device has no network connectivity.
It's kind of German sounding. The Vonage device has no network connectivity. Actually.
The Vonage device has no network connectivity.
Don't lie, it does have network connectivity.
The Vonage...
Yes, it does, don't lie.
The Vonage device has no network connectivity.
Yes, it does have network connectivity, don't lie. Stupid device. Oh, it maybe isn't lying then. It might be back now.
The Vonage device has no network connectivity.
Ah, we have to reboot the device. I'm going to reboot the device. So what we're going to do in a second when the device is rebooted, I'm going to go through the little website using JAWS that the router has built in. And I'm going to show you what's in there, how to navigate it, how to use it, and just to give you an idea of what the facilities of the device actually are. Let's try the device again. There we go, we're back again. Okay, let's get onto the internet. We have JAWS loaded, and we're using DeckTalk Access 32 as our speech engine. I'm going to turn it down a little way, actually. It's a little bit loud, I think.
Start menu. I. Leaving menus. Windows Internet Explorer. Tap Escape. Navigation cancelled page.
There we go. I've cancelled the page. Now, I know in this case that the web page is at this following address.
Alt key. Address added. 192.168.1.1.
Okay, 192.168.1.11. That was picked up from my router. I found this out yesterday when I was testing the device. Let's press enter.
Enter. 192.168.1.11.
60%. 100%.
Page has no links. Username colon edit password colon edit. Login button. Error colon table end. Table end.
Okay. We know that there's a login and a logout. Login.
Table end. Blank.
And there is a username and password for logging into the router.
Table end, blank, table end, error colon, blank, login button, edit, password colon, edit, username colon, blank, username colon, edit,
all right.
Enter, forms mode on.
So what we type here, we type in user.
U-S-E-R, tab, password colon, password edit.
Type in text.
Star.
User for that.
Tab, login button.
Press login button.
To activate, press space bar.
Space. Forms mode off. Page has one frame and two links. F info frame. Table with six columns and seven rows. Image map link home. Image map link status. VTA-11.4.0-R060331-1.00.08-R061127.img. Internet clickable. System clickable. password clickable, logout clickable, internet settings. Please select the appropriate option to connect to your ISP. Radio button checked. Dynamic IP address. Radio button not checked. Static IP address. Table end. Table with two columns and four rows. Dynamic IP name added DHCP-voice left paren optional right paren MAC address added 00- added 19- added 5B- added 35- added E- added 51 left paren optional right paren. Table end. Images / apply underline P button. Images / cancel underline P button. F info frame end.
Okay, so there's a lot of information there. It gives you the version number. What it's asking here, this is the basically the only real page you can get to on this thing from here. This is the network configuration. What you can do, you can go...
Link, table with zip, image map link home. Image map link status.
Image map link status. You can click on status and you get
Enter.
A bit more info
table,
out of it.
Table, blank, table with zip.
So we can go into status and see what the device is doing.
Image map link home. Imp blank, 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 VTA-11.4.
That's a version number.
Blank, 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 connect blank, traffic statistics clickable, blank. Track blank, connection status clickable, blank, product info clickable, blank, system log-router clickable, blank, logout clickable, blank, 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 traffic statistics, blank, refresh button, blank, nested table with 5 columns and 9 rows, nesting level 1, 1, receive, blank, transmit, blank, blank, good RX frames, 156, good TX frames, 175, blank, good RX broadcast frames, 3, good TX broadcast frames, 3, blank, good RX multicast frames, 0, good 0, good TX multicast frames.
RX and TX are transmit and receive.
0, blank, RX total bytes, 25,325. TX total bytes, 87,806. Blank, CRC errors, 0, collisions, 0, blank, undersized frames, 0, error frames, 0, blank, overruns, 0, 0, carrier sense errors, 0, blank, table end. Blank, 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 table end. F info frame end. F info table end.
Now you notice it's table quite accessible with all these functions. Okay, we're back to where we were now. Sorry about that. Got interrupted. As I was saying, we're examining the various parts of this router. A phone adapter. There's not a lot we can edit as a user, but what we can do from here.
Image map link home.
Click
Enter.
On home.
F info frame.
We're back on there again.
Clickable.
Now, status has a lot of stuff in it. There's about 4 or 5 different pages, but I'm not going to go through all of them. The ones you'll need are mainly internet.
Blank. Table with zip, blank, 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 blank,
blank,
blank, blank, blank, blank, blank, blank, blank, internet settings. Blank, please select the and blank, 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 logout clickable, blank, pet blank, system clickable.
System clickable. These
blank, 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 blank.
So these are the options down the left hand side
blank,
you've got.
Blank, internet clickable, system clickable, password clickable, logout clickable, blank, system clickable.
And click on system.
Enter. F info frame. F info frame.
These are factory reset functions basically. You can reset the device or reboot it, whichever you need to do.
Blank, table with 6 columns and 6 rows, image map link home, image map link status, blank.
Status will always take you to the status pages wherever you are. Basically, the status pages don't really mean a lot to us users. The main page you're going to want, once you set your adapter up, maybe is your system page if you need to reboot the adapter, which doesn't happen very often.
Blank.
But here are the options in here to do
blank,
that.
Blank, 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 VTA-11 period, blank, 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 blank. Blank, blank, internet clickable, blank, zip, blank, 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 system settings.
There we go.
Blank, restore the factory default settings. Blank, checkbox not checked. Provision parameters. Blank, checkbox not checked. Non-dash provision parameters. Blank, factory reset button. Blank, get configuration. Blank, the system will give the configuration file of current setting of VTA. Blank, get configuration button. Blank, restore configuration. Blank, restore the setting of VTA from the configuration file. Blank, select a file colon, file upload edit, browse button, blank, read only edit unavailable none, blank, restore configuration button, blank, restart device, blank, reboot the VTA, blank, reboot button, blank, use this button to restart the system. If you have not saved your configurations, the gateway will revert back to the previously saved configuration upon restarting. Blank, blank.
So that's pretty much what there is in the VTA for getting things done. Status doesn't really help blind users. It doesn't give blind users a great lot of stuff. You know, it does look very similar to a D-Link router. If anybody's familiar with a D-Link router, this Vonage adapter does give you the, you know, the functions to...
Okay.
To get the... to get the job done. So what we're going to do, we're going to go to... I'm now going to show you the Vonage website. How to configure various... How to, you know, see what options are available in the user account. It's quite easy to do. I'm not going to divulge any personal information. I'm going to show you the features section of the site.
VONAGE.CO.UK. Enter.
2%. 100%.
Status image map link.
100%.
There we go.
Page has 47 links. Link graphic Vonage. Select your country. Combo box United Kingdom. Table with 2 columns and 5 rows. Link graphic /header_tools_icon_email. Link email this page. This page link graphic /header_tools_icon_bookmark. This page link bookmark this page. Link graphic /header_tools_icon_forgot. Link forgot password. Table end. Table with 5 columns and 3 rows. Customer login username colon. Rows. Username colon. Blank. Password colon. Edit. Blank. 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 Password colon. Blank. Username colon. Enter. Blank. Username colon. Edit. Edit.
Doesn't tell you what these are.
Blank. Blank. Shift tab. Edit tab. Edit. Shift tab. Edit. Enter. Forms mode on. UK.
Now this isn't very easy to actually know where you are on here. I had to... This is the only part of Vonage that doesn't seem very good. It doesn't clearly label it very easily. I've managed to do it via seeing it. For somebody who can't see it...
Andre Lewis signed out.
This isn't very clever.
Username colon enter.
I'll put the username in for confidentiality
enter.
Purposes
enter
already.
Your Vonage username and password and click here to log into your web account.
Okay, we're into the web account. And I've just...
Page has 23 links.
Stop, thank you.
Blank. Visited link graphic Vonage /top_new. Blank. Welcome -Christian Wewell. Account number. Visited link dashboard. Visited link activity. Visited link billing. Visited link voicemail. Visited link account. Visited link orders. Visited link features.
Okay, let's go to visited link features. I've been here before, so.
Enter.
1%.
Alright.
100%.
I'll stop it there. We're in the features page. Now, these are the features I was telling you about earlier on.
Blank. Visited link graphic Vonage visited link account. Visited link add dash on. Link log out. Link contact. Link blank features. Blank. This page allows you to configure each feature included in your account. Blank. Table with 3 columns and 3 rows. Blank. Call diversion colon. Blank. 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 Configure your Vonage number left paren s right paren to automatically forward your calls to any telephone number of your choice. Blank. Combo box 017-247-050-251-1. Configure button.
So you can press configure. That's the call diversion. You can press... I'll just stop that again because there's somebody signing in. You can press your configure button and that'll take you into another page. I'm actually going to do one as an example in a minute. But we're looking at the web page. The actual beginning part isn't too great. Once you get into
Andre
it,
Lewis signed in.
I think it maybe needs some work, maybe a form label or something to get you going. You need some sighted assistance to create a form label or something. I'm not right sure. I haven't tried it yet. I'm going to have to play with it a bit.
Blank. Link call diversion FAQs.
Call diversion FAQs.
Blank. 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 Table end. Blank. Table with 3 columns and 3 rows. Blank. Voicemail settings colon.
Voicemail settings.
Blank, 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 blank. This page allows you to view and edit your voicemail settings for your Vonage number left paren s right paren period.
Now you can change various things in here, such as whether you want your voicemails delivering as email, as well as on the phone and through the website. There are three ways you can get to your voicemail on this service. It's not too bad, actually. It's the combo boxes are for choosing if you have a second line. You can choose which line you want to operate on with the combo boxes. Each one of these functions has a combo box and a configure button, and also frequently asked questions pertaining to those functions. So let's go down some more.
Blank.
And it'll read about.
Config combo box 01 second page blank. Link or blank. Link or simil5QS. Blank. Blank. Table end. Blank. Table with three columns and three rows. A. T. Blank. Bandwidth blank. Bandwidth saver colon.
Now this, I'm not sure how you'd access this with JAWS, but this function allows you to get. It's a sliding scale, effectively, with three marks on it. You click on the appropriate one to adjust it. So I'm not sure how you would actually do that as a visually impaired user, but the main dashboard is pretty accessible.
Blank, 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 blank. Our bandwidth saver feature allows you to alter the sound quality of your call slightly to save valuable bandwidth. Blank, combo box 017-247-050251-1. Config blank. Link bandwidth saver 5QS. Blank, blank, blank. Table end. Blank, table with three. Blank, Vonage soft phone colon. Blank, blank. Get a Vonage soft phone line for £5.99 slash month, including 500 free local and national minutes within the UK and Ireland every month. Blank, link, link, add a soft phone line. Blank, blank, blank. Table end. Blank, table with three columns and the blank. Network availability number colon.
Ah, here we go. This is the one I want to configure.
Blank, 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 blank. Automatically have your calls forwarded to the phone number of your choice in the event your internet connection is disrupted.
Yep.
So we're at this point now.
Blank. Automatically have your calls forwarded to the phone number of your choice in the event your internet connection is disrupted.
So this is the one I'm going to configure.
Blank. Combo box zip configure button. Enter.
2%. 100%.
Page has 14 links. Visited link graphic Vonage slash top underline new. Welcome dash Christian Wavell account number colon wavit account name col blank. Visited link dashboard. Visited link dashboard. Visited link activity. Visited link billing. Visited link voicemail. Visited link account. Visited link orders. Visited link features. Visited link cat dash ons. Link network availability number 5QS. Link help. Link contact. Link logout. Network availability number. If your internet connection goes down, we don't want you to miss any calls. If call diversion is enabled, we will forward all calls using your call diversion settings, but if you do not have call diversion enabled, we will forward all calls to the number you configure below. Table with three columns and three rows. Network availability number colon. Nested table with three columns and six rows. Nesting level 1. Provide the default telephone number you want your Vonage phone to forward to in the event your internet connection is disrupted. When completed, click on the submit button. Reminder colon, this number is only used if call diversion is not enabled. Please use one of the following formats colon XXX-EA-ZZZ or XXIS. Your number colon enter system not available number colon 017-247-050-25 will forward to edit if system is table end edit. Enter. Forms mode on.
So we'll forward to
0-1-8-8-7-2-4-7-1-2-7-1-1-6-1-5-5-5-5-4.
Oops.
Tab. Submit button. Enter. Forms mode off.
1%. 100%.
Page has 14 links. Nested table with 3 columns and 7 rows. Nesting level 1. Your changes will take effect within minutes. Provide the default telephone number you want your Vonage phone to forward to in the event your internet connection is disrupted. When completed, click on the submit button. To clear the network availability number, click the quote remove quote button. Reminder colon, this number is only used if enabled. Tab. Will forward to.
Okay,
if
so let's go.
If tab.
Add to the links.
Links list dialog. F. Features. Enter.
1%.
And we'll go back to features and we'll go 1%. Down.
Account. Blank. Blank. Table end. Blank. Table with three. Blank. Voicemail. Blank. Blank. Configure button. Combo blank. Configure button. Our bandwidth save. Blank. Blank. Link add a soft phone. Table with blank. Network blank. Blank. Network availability number colon.
Right. So I've set that up now.
Blank, blank, blank. Automatically have your calls forwarded to the phone number of your choice. Blank, conference, blank, link, blank, blank, blank. Table end, blank, table with three columns and three rows. Blank, call waiting, colon. Blank, 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 blank. Enable or disable this feature for your Vonage number, left paren, S right paren, period. Blank, combo box 01, config, blank, link, call waiting, 5QS, blank, 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 table end, blank, table with three, blank, international calling, colon.
So you can, these...
Current status away.
Blank, 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 blank. This feature allows you to enable or disable international calls for your phone. Disabling this feature blocks outbound international calling. Blank, combo config, combo box 01, config, link, and blank, 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 table end. Blank, table with three columns and three rows. Blank, virtual phone numbers, colon.
Ah, now these are what I was going to talk about.
Basically, for an extra £2.99 a month, on top of the £7.99 that you already pay for this, you can get a virtual number to any location. For each virtual number, it's an extra £2 on your thing. So what you can do, in my case, I have friends in America, and I may do it, I don't know yet, but I could if I wanted to, say. It's not, I'm not definitely saying I'm going to do this, because I may not. But essentially what you can do is I can set up a number on the American numbers, which will forward to my VoIP phone here. So they will call an American number, and they will get forwarded to my UK number without really having a great lot to do. So it's quite powerful in that they don't get charged an international call. They can do it from a local number. They call a local number, and it will, or a number within, you know, if they're on an evening calls, a weekend calls, free plan, if there is such a thing over there. They can call anywhere with those numbers. And what it will do, essentially, is forward the call to me, wherever I am. Doesn't matter where in the world I am. I could be in New Zealand, and people in the UK can still get me with my local number, providing my VoIP is working, which generally it probably would be. So they will be able to phone me with a local number. Wherever I go, I can just forward my phone to an appropriate number and have it work effectively. It's quite useful, and it's quite powerful, and I'm going to show you in a minute when we've done here. I'm just going to just let Jules read that part of the web page, and just to tell you a bit about it, really, what the function is. Alright, let's have a look here.
Blank, blank. Virtual phone numbers can be as inexpensive as £2.99 per month. Blank, link, manage virtual phone numbers. Link, add, link, virtual phone, link, add, virtual phone numbers. Link, virtual phone numbers, 5QS. Blank, 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 table end. Blank, using the Vonage mark and other Vonage ho-
So that was...
All F4.
We're on the end of the page now.
Scott status online.
The only part of the Vonage thing I've found that doesn't seem too accessible is the first part with the edit boxes, because there's three edit boxes, and it's not so easy to determine which one you're in. There's a search box, and there is a username box and a password box. So if you want to dial an international number with Vonage, you just do it like normal. 00, and then the number, the international code, say for America, for example, 001-800, whatever the number. I'm using an 800 number because I'm thinking of, you know, I've seen those before, and I know you can use them. So that's what they are. It's kind of a cool thing. It's Vonage is a revolution, really. There's customer services. You can get them on 150.
Just like on a BT line, if you dial 150. Let me demonstrate, just to show you the capabilities of the phone. Now we're going to take a tour of the features. Oops. Hang on a minute, 150.
Welcome to the revolution. Thank you for calling Vonage, the broadband phone company. Your call may be recorded for quality and training purposes. If you would like to find out more about broadband telephony for your home or business, please press 1.
So that's, I mean, the quality is not always great. Seems to be to the services the call's not great, but when you get on a call, I've used it on a couple of calls and it's actually quite good. Now, the voicemail is quite good because, as I said earlier on, you can forward calls to, you know, you can have your phone actually go to another phone, or you can drop it to voicemail. It's quite easy to configure what the thing does. You can configure a lot of the voicemail functions from the web. It really is quite easy to do. If you don't want voicemail, it's free. You can turn it on and off. Just go to the website and switch it off. And it's ready. When my number's out of action, my calls will forward to my landline. And then I can still get Vonage incoming calls. They will go to my landline instead. So even people with phoning me from virtual numbers will be able to phone me from the landline, which is somewhat incredible. I haven't tried really going into depth with the voicemail just yet, but it does work. And to access it, you dial *123. And it gives you this.
Please enter the passcode for this phone, or to enter another mailbox, press *.
Now the quality's not great. I'll put the code in.
You have no new messages in your mailbox. Main menu. For setup options, press 9. To exit, press *. For help, press 0. To go to the auto attendant, press 00.
So it's asking me to press 9. I'm going to go into the setup.
Main. For mailbox setup and greetings, press 1. For help, press 0. To change your password, press 1. For normal and extended absence greetings, press 2. For scheduled personal greetings, press 3. To record your name announcement, press 4. To change your review options, press 6. For help, press 0.
The quality's a bit naff.
You are currently at the mailbox setup menu. By pressing 1, you can change your password. Your password is the confidential number that allows you to gain access to your mailbox. Without your password, you cannot gain access to your mailbox, and neither can anyone else. For this reason, you should make your password a number that you will not forget. If you do forget your password, you will need to contact your service provider, who will issue you a new password. By pressing 3, you can define your scheduled personal greetings. With scheduled personal greetings, you can define a schedule for different personal greetings to play at different times of the day or on different days of the week. By pressing 4, you can record your name announcement. Your name announcement is simply your name spoken by you. Your name announcement is used to identify your mailbox. For instance, when a voicemail user is entering a series of destinations to send a message to, each destination that is entered will be identified with that person's name announcement. By pressing 6, you can turn the date and time stamp on or off for messages in your mailbox. When turned on, the date and time that a message was received into your mailbox will be spoken at the beginning of each message. Pressing ** will cancel the current operation or menu and send you back to the previous menu. To change your password, press 1. For normal and extended absence greetings, press 2. For scheduled for mailbox setup and greetings, press 1. For help, press 0. Main menu. For setup options, press 9.
I'm going to press help now.
*. For help, you are currently at the main menu. At this menu, you have the option of listening to messages that are in your mailbox, sending a message, or modifying your mailbox setup. By pressing 1, you'll be able to listen to messages that are in your new, saved, or deleted messages folder. By pressing 7, followed by a shortcut key, you can execute some common functions in your mailbox from the main menu. Press 70 for a list of shortcut key functions. By pressing 9, you can enter the mailbox setup options menu. Within this menu, you can define the attributes for your mailbox, such as your password, your basic and scheduled personal greetings, your name announcement, and distribution list. The pound key is used throughout your personal communications management system to accept an operation or to move forward to the next menu when prompted. Pressing star will cancel the current operation or menu and send you back to the previous menu, main menu, or setup.
So, it's quite powerful. When they refer to the pound key, this, I think somebody did say at one point on a forum I was reading that they may be modifying that. It means hash. For those of us in the UK, it means hash. The key to the bottom right of the zero. Key to the right of zero on the bottom of your phone keypad is what it's referring to. I'm used to that because I have dealt with it quite a few times, and people who have book couriers and book ports will understand that as well. So, but for those of you that don't, that's what it means. We also have, as I say, a 1471 function. I think I demonstrated this earlier, but I'll show you again just to show you what happens. Rings like a normal UK phone. Actually, that's quite useful. Sometimes the 1471 doesn't work. It's a bit iffy at times. Well, this is a UK ring. For those of us in the US.
Last incoming call to your number was 01724712614 yesterday at 9:43 p.m. If you would like to return their call, press 1. To disconnect this call, press 2. Or simply hang up.
And the phone disconnects. So really, Von Age is pretty much, I mean, the quality of the last couple of calls wasn't great, but you've got to take into account that Von Age uses your internet connection to make your calls. So your quality is not always forced to be, you know, perfect. But it's all right. I think it's okay, it's acceptable. I mean, those services I deal with, the voicemail and that, it's not great, particularly on the spoken prompts with the quality of it. But I think that could be their servers. I'm not sure how it works exactly. But those functions, essentially, are a way of knowing, you know, what's, you know, people phoning you and various things like that. Now, in America, I don't know if you guys over there have a facility to recall a number like that. We have 1471, which allows you to pull up a phone number. And if somebody phones you, you can get the number from the 1471 facility. Which is quite a... Yes, Toby, I agree. It's quite a useful feature. You guys may have something like that. If you do, I want to know, you know, I'm curious as to whether you do or not. So that pretty much wraps it up. If anybody's got any questions, please feel free to ask. And I'll be quite happy to, you know, help you. If anybody's got any questions about installing, if anybody's interested in this even, you know, please let me know and I'll be quite happy to, you know, help you. If you guys in America, if anybody over there uses Von Age that listens to this podcast, please do your own view on it, because I'm curious to see if your Von Age service is any more accessible. The form at the beginning when I had to log in with the username and password was a bit tricky, but there may be a way of getting that to work. I'm not sure how you would go about it. But the thing is with the router, the actual part of the system that the router deals with is accessible, and you can, you know, you can do all right with it. Now, for those guys of us that might be on Von Age using different screen readers, you may have a workaround. It's a JAWS issue, I think, what I'm having. But I'm using JAWS 7 and Internet Explorer 7, so that could be an issue too. If anybody cares to try with JAWS 8, and feedback to me. The website is at www.vonage.co.uk. If anybody's got Jaws 8 and IE 7, or anybody with anything below IE 7, Jaws 6 and IE 6 or something, because Jaws 6 and IE 6 work well together. If you want to feedback at me, you know, drop me a comment. To drop me a comment, if you go to the journal at kwpodcast.livejournal.com and you go to any of the shows, and there's an entry, it says post a random thingy. I was kind of feeling daft when I did that, so I was in a silly mood, so I kind of made it as post a random thingy. If you guys want to comment, I'm actually going to put this on Blind Cool Tech as well, so this is going up on okay, let me just get rid of that. There we go. I got rid of that. Sorry, just somebody messaged me. Well, a fellow we know called Jeremy that messaged me. Hello, Jeremy. So this is going up on Blind Cool Tech as well, guys. So I'm going to put this up on my podcast first, and then I'm going to feed it up onto Blind Cool Tech also, because I think this might be useful to get my podcast out to the world. All right, for those of you, for the benefit of Blind Cool Tech, I have an RSS feed, and it's at feeds.feedburner.com/Christians Podcast Journal, and that's KRISTIANS, is a capital K, capital PODCASTJOURNAL. The K in Christians, the P in podcast are capitalized, the J for journal isn't. So it's feeds.feedburner.com/Christians Podcast Journal, capital K and capital P. And there's no apostrophe in the Christians either. It's just KRISTIANS. I know the feed isn't very good in terms of how it reflects my podcast. In fact, I cocked it up rather badly when I designed it. But it's okay. It's different. If you're not sure, and you go to the journal, there is a link. You can click on the link. You can go to the link and right-click on it. And you can click shortcut. You can do copy shortcut, and then you can paste that into your browser. It's called, the link is called Link to the Feed. If you click that, if you go to that link, and you applications on it, or root Jaws to PC and find the link that way, right-click on it and use the cut copy shortcut menu. That'll take the URL and put it on the clipboard, and you can subscribe to it into your Juice feed or accessible podcatcher. For those of you guys who are lucky enough to own Level Star icons, lucky you. They're fantastic, by the way. You know, you can add the link to them just by going to the Live Journal and getting the, you know, getting the link, because you can get to Live Journal, I believe, from the icon. So if you can get the link, you can subscribe to the link directly from the icon itself, I do believe, from what Jenny Axler said. So that's cool. So if anybody wants to join this podcast, and, you know, if anybody wants to contribute, please contact me and we'll do a podcast on whatever you want to podcast. If you don't, if you're having issues with, you know, maybe want to set up a podcast, but you're not sure how to go about it, but you want to host something somewhere, I'm always looking for new content, as well as things that I'm doing myself. And you've seen, for those of you who've seen this podcast, there are some stuff already there, so, from other people. So if you want to, as I say, if you want to contact me, go to the Live Journal, post me a random thingy. Or you can go and email me at kwhawell@kwhawell.plus.com. And I will be happy to respond to you. Okay, I think that just about does it, guys. This is Christian Waywell signing off. And happy Von Age. Bon Von Age. Yay, I like that. Bon voyage would normally be what you'd say, but with bon voyage in my case, or voyage. I think Vonage sounds kind of nice, actually. It's V-O-N-A-G-E, so, you know, bon voyage. Bye for now, everybody. Okay, I was going to end the podcast there, but I just discovered something. Now I'm running Jaws 8. That the Vonage front page is, in fact, accessible. Now, what I ran into before was where he said user and password. Now, this may apply to Jaws 7 as well, but as I'm running 8 at the moment, we're going to show you pretty much. It may have been down to a compatibility issue with Internet Explorer 7. Internet Explorer, Internet Explorer, whatever you want to call it. So what basically you do is on the Vonage front page, to get logged in, you can actually do it. So there was, I thought, an accessibility issue, but I've been playing with it. I've delayed putting the podcast up because basically I've discovered that it can be now done. So, you know, I've worked it out that it can actually work and you can get into it and it is permanently, it's definitely all right. There's nothing wrong with it. I will demonstrate this. We'll be using the DeckTalk Express. The levels are a bit low because the DeckTalk is on the floor. What I will do is I will attempt to get my DeckTalk Access 32 to cooperate. And we'll use that instead. Okay. Let's see what we can do. Okay, let me just see here what we can do with this. Right, okay, I'm going to try and get rid of that. All right. Right, okay, let's go. I'm just playing with some settings here. Reload my Jaws.
Jaws, J, Kurtwell, Jaws. L, nope,
leaving menus.
Alright, we're here now.
Start and I, leaving menus. Windows Internet Explorer. Connecting ...
Seven.
Escape. / www.vonage.co.uk enter
6% 100%
Vonage UK - cheap local, national and international calls using VoIP
100% page has 179 links
Vonage UK - cheap local, national and international calls using VoIP link graphic Vonage select your country combo box United Kingdom link graphic gray / header tools underline icon underline email link email this page This page link graphic gray / header tools underline icon underline bookmark. This page link bookmark this page. Link graphic gray / header tools underline icon underline forgot. Link forgot password. Table with 5 columns and 3 rows customer login username colon password colon at. Link jet vonage UK vonage. Link graphic gray linky this page link this page link graphic gray. Link for blank. Table with 5 columns and 3 rows.
Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to show you how to get into this thing.
Customer login.
It says customer login.
Username colon. Password colon.
Now the next time you go down.
Edit.
It lands you in an edit.
Password. Enter your Vonage username and password and click here to log into your web account. Table end. Blank. Link graphic rate. And password edit. Password colon. Username colon. Customer login. Username colon. Password colon. Edit. Password username colon. Customer login. Use password colon. Edit. Password edit. Edit.
Okay, we're there. So when you to tell which one's the username and the username edit and the password edit.
Password colon, username colon.
Those two are headings.
Customer login.
So it gets to customer login. You go down.
Username colon.
You move down again.
Password colon.
It says password. The next time you move down.
Edit.
It says edit. To work out which one you're in, if. It goes username and password, they're to the right of each other. So if you move to the right.
Password edit.
It says password edit.
That's a password field. So we know,
edit,
going back up, that that one is the username. So if I log in.
No more lists found.
Edit. Password edit. Password colon. Edit. Enter.
Table. Column 1. Row 3.
Forms mode on. Password colon edit.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
It says password colon edit. It actually isn't. It's username edit.
A-W-L. Tab. Password edit.
Type in text.
Star. Forms mode off. Enter. Auto X Y.
2%. 100%. Page has 26 links.
Vonage. Visited link graphic /top_new. Welcome-christian-wavel-account-number-colon-1. Voicemelons. Link-word-5-QS. Link help. Link contact. Link logout. Recent calling activity for blank. Table with 4 columns and 12 rows. Received calls. Date. Link con. Link help. Link-word-5-QS. Link add-ons. Link features.
So here we go. We're in the links now.
Enter.
So the whole thing is
1%. Left.
The whole thing is totally accessible.
Contact. Alt.
The whole thing is totally accessible.
Link logout feature. This look combo box 017. Configure your Vonage number left or NS right or N to automatically forward your calls to any telephone number of your choice. Combo box 017. Enter. Forms mode on. 017247. Forms mode off. Enter.
There
you go. Tab. Configure button.
So you can get.
All.
So basically, the upshot is now I have Jaws 8 on my system, that the page does seem better. Even Internet Explorer 7 works better with Jaws 8 than it used to do on Jaws 7. I was bad, really, for not upgrading, getting the latest one. But it's all right, I've done it now and it's working fine. And so Vonage, guys, is accessible. The web page does seem a bit strange, but once you get used to it. Oh, Rachel, go away. Stop that.
Rainbow Penelope Pistol.
Yes.
Rainbow
Penelope. Got rid of her. There we go. Anyway, as I was saying, the thing is accessible. So if you want to, do a, get a Vonage account, you can. The whole thing seems to work quite well. Obviously, when you're in forms mode, you can do all the stuff that you need to do. So it does work. So I will now say, thanks for listening and taking the time to listen to the podcast, and hope. Rachel, go away! There's one way to deal with her, and you go like this. Like that. That's how you deal with her. It's alright, it's just an old friend of mine who's nudging me on Messenger, and I'm trying to do this podcast, and it's annoying me. So, there you go. So yeah, if you want to contact me, please feel free to drop me an email. If you wish to comment on the journal, you go to the link that says post a random thingy, and you'll find everything you need to know. You can comment there. If anybody's got questions about Vonage, I've had time to play with it now, and I know enough about the thing to know how it works pretty much. If you do have issues with it, and you do have it, and you know how to use your router, there are things you may need to do. And I want to thank Andre Louis for this. One of the things that he's told me what to do is to put the phone adapter into what they call the demilitarized zone, the DMZ, on the router. What that will do, essentially, is remove the firewall facilities from the adapter. Because everything else runs behind the firewall, it will slow the adapter down. It will slow down traffic between the router and the adapter.
if you can do away with that and you can get it to work as behind the DMZ, then okay. But if you can't, if it still doesn't quite work, which mine didn't, and you have a stateful firewall with what they call SPI or SPF, Andre referred to it as SPF. Vonage refers to it as SPI, Stateful Packet Inspection. Now, you can go into your router settings and turn that off. I don't know whether it will make your internet any more secure or any less secure, but it should hopefully allow you, to gain access to the Vonage network in a more timely manner. Basically, what the symptoms are is choppy audio and delays. So when you talk to somebody, they take 5 minutes to respond. Well, not quite that bad. 10 seconds, maybe more, obviously, you know, depending on your bandwidth and what you're using, it can be quite bad. You know, so basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to try altering some settings. Also, you've got your bandwidth saver on the network. If you want to try that, you can use the bandwidth saver to, gain access to the system. That will allow you to use less bandwidth, but also keep your call quality pretty good. So, that's pretty much it, guys. I'm sorry I nearly brought the podcast to an end. I delayed putting it up because, obviously, I've discovered some issues. Since I got Jaws 8, I've been playing with it. And I've had a chance to, mess with it a bit and discover what needs doing and why and when and the wherefores and the whys as to why, what needed doing. I want to thank Andre for his help the other day and helping me kind of resolve the issues that I got. That's much appreciated, man. I know you have Vonage yourself, so it's much appreciated that you took the time to help me out with that. If there's anything I can do in the future, I'm glad to return the favours. I couldn't figure out what the problem was with the delay, because if it hadn't been for you, Andre, I don't think I'd have figured out what on earth was going on, because when I was making long distance calls with it, it was okay, but calls within the UK don't seem to work as good. And that could be a Vonage issue, or something. I'm not sure exactly what it could be. Now, somehow there's a quality of service thing on the router, and I'm not sure how to use that either. I'm not sure what to set it up as. So I'm not sure exactly, what to use. There is a quality of service thing you can apply to the thing as well to make it even better still. But as I say, I don't know how to do that on my router yet. I'll have to have a read and find out what you can do and get it sorted. Thanks for all the advice and help. That's much appreciated. And I will just say thanks to everybody that I know for listening to these podcasts. And hope you all enjoy them. And I will now sign off. And I will speak to you all, hopefully, soon.